one of the most amazing things I've seen this far at Next Fest in Los Angeles 2007, Wired Magazine. Kathy from Desktop Factory is about to explain to us, what are you showing off?
We are showing off the next major innovation in the world of 3D printing and rapid prototyping. That technology has been available for about 15 years, and it costs $20,000 to $1 million for you to rapid prototype or build early products. That has made it totally out of reach of a lot of small companies, education, and artists that would like to have access to the technology. So Desktop Factory was formed about 3 years ago with a mission to take desktop printing of 3D objects down below $5,000 to open up the market to you and everyone else who would like to print three-dimensional objects.
Okay.
The way the system works is we take a 3D CAD file from any number of commercially available solid object modeling software packages. That file is sent to our printer, and we literally build the object from the ground up, layer by layer by layer. You can physically build any type of an object, whether it be a circle, a sphere, a Mobius strip like you see here. You can do customized toys for your children like this little duck. Basically, the sky is the limit in terms of the types of geometries that we can print. The printer works with heat and pressure very much like a traditional laser printer. And by the way, that's why we can take this technology even further down in terms of costs. So what we do is we insert a dry nylon-based powder in the reservoir.
That's what this turns into?
That's what this turns into, yes. Once we have the powder in there, the imager will select the first layer. We will image the powder on a roller using a halogen lamp with an elliptical reflector, so it's a focused heat source. Once we've melted that image, the rest of the powder is removed. The roller drops that image off on the build platform. That first layer is complete, and then we roll back and pick up the next layer of powder. In between, the build platform lifts up against a heated annealer so that it continues to keep it warm and further bond the material. Inside this engine right now, we're building a duck. The duck is 344 layers of an image. We are right now right about 285 layers. So in the front here, what you'll be able to see is the actual duck being built, three quarters of the way done. We continue to image layer upon layer, drop it off. When the duck is completed, the engine will stop, it'll cool down, it'll unlock the door, and then you reach in, pull out your duck, remove the support structure, paint it, and you're ready to go.
And how long would each print, shall we call it, take? Like, how long does it take to make a duck?
The duck here takes about 3.5 to 4 hours to print. By the way, if you were using a $500,000 rapid prototyping machine, the duck would take 3.5 to 4 hours to print. So we haven't lost anything in terms of speed. What you do give up to go to the desktop is you give up a little bit of size. Our build envelope today is 5 by 5 by 5. But that means you can build 75% of the kinds of objects that people print today. If you would like to design the next iPhone, all you do is come up with your CAD drawing, send us the STL file, we'll print it, and a few hours later you hand it out to a focus group and they tell you whether they like the feel. And then you're ready to go produce it by the millions.
That's amazing. And what other sort of practical uses do you foresee this, you know, in the future?
Well, first off, education is a very important use of this technology. If they use this kind of an object printer, they can teach their students how to design, how to engineer, and ultimately that teaches them math and sciences because they have to prove out their designs. This is a tremendous enabler for education.
Yes.
Anybody in the product development area will do their first design using this kind of a machine. That can save them millions of dollars in the final analysis. And if you're doing tooling, like one of our customers actually designed this piece of tooling for their manufacturing line. He walked it down, he put it into the working mechanism to make sure that it fit. When he confirmed that it fit, he sent the same file to his producer of metal and it was built the final piece.
That's absolutely amazing. And now, is this available right now? Is it out in retail, or how can one purchase or find out more about it?
Well, the exciting thing about this technology is we chose the right kind of direction with a page out of the 2D laser printer world. Using heat and pressure, it's fairly straightforward and simple. We've patented the technology. We've been in beta test for the last couple of months. It's going incredibly well, so we intend to launch the product in the first quarter of 2008.
That's very exciting, and that's very soon. Do you guys have a URL?
Yes, we do. Desktopfactory.com. Please come visit us, and we'll give you information as we grow and progress.
That's awesome. I can't wait. I'm going to make a CAD file of my face.
There
print my head.
We'll scan your face, and we'll print it in three dimensions.
Oh, God. I love technology.